important, and we understand this, we heard about it, but I don't know if we grasp the significance of it and the how important it is. And I'm going to start it tonight. I don't know how far I will get, but we're going to take it bite by bite, piece by piece, and we are going to walk it out, live it out, teach it out. And I found this out. Whoever, when you're a leader in charge, you can't expect people to do what you hadn't taught them. Is that right? So I want you to hear tonight, because I'm not about trying to beat you up. In the past, when I saw people doing something that was contrary, I jumped on the wrong way with the wrong thing, but I thank God I've grown up. And I want you to know that God loves you, and He wants the best for you. He gave you the best. He wants you to have the best, and He wants you to learn how to walk with Him. God never run people away from Him. He always saying, "Come unto me." Amen. And so tonight I'm going to take whatever time I have left to get started and listen to my subject. You know it so well, but listen to it. Love way is God's way. Say that with me. What way is God's way? So, and it's the best way. Wouldn't you agree? Because God is love. Say that with me. God is love. Listen to what 1 John 4:8 says. He that loveth not knoweth not God. This is 1 John 4:8. King James. He that loveth not what? Knoweth not God. Why? For God is love. And your evidence, proof that you know God, is you love like God. Now listen to this. When we were born again into the family of God, or when we were born again into God's family, we were made just like Him. Say, I'm like my Father. Let's say it again. I'm like my Father God. He's my daddy. I'm just like Him. I copy Him. I imitate Him. I have His life. I have His nature. And I also have His ability. But most of all, His love has been poured into my heart. And that makes me His child. I'm just like Him. Doesn't that do something to your spirit? You hear yourself say, I'm just like my daddy. I look like Him. I talk like Him. I love like Him. I do what He does. Because I'm His child. Why? Because I'm His child. God didn't save you to put pressure on you. He saved you to free you. You know what put pressure on people? Sin, wrongdoing, enemy. He came to set you free. Never intended for you to struggle beyond a heavy burden, heavy load. When I was quartet singing, it had been many years ago, some of you might remember this song, Heavy Load. I know y'all heard it. Some of you young folks don't even know who Teddy is, but they oh, we sung that and we were getting our heavy load. We're carrying our heavy load. I wonder why, because we didn't know any better. Jesus took all of that and freed us from all sin. I'm going to say it again. You are not a sinner, you're a saint. You're not a sinner, you're a child of God. Get that in your spirit. And the way you please God and the way you have good success, you walk like God. What do you mean? How do I walk like God? By walking in His Word, by doing what the Word says. It's not a struggle, just do what He says. And you'll see as we go on through this lesson, I believe we are going to have more success this year than we ever had. I believe we'll see the thing that the enemy tries to do because we're going to talk about a lot of things: family, individual, yourself, the church, the body of Christ, the world. There are some mean people in this world, but we have a great God living on the inside of us that's bigger than anybody, anything. I don't care what it is, how much it is, He's still God. And nothing is beyond Him. Everything. You know, Paul said in Philippians, every knee bow, every tongue what? Confess. That means I don't care what it is, how big it is, or what it seems to be, it's not beyond God. God know how to call everything in check. Hallelujah. But we are here to affect this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're here to affect this world with the truth so men can be free. Hallelujah. See, all this stuff, color, races, denomination, ethnic group, you name it, all this is going on, trying to solve it. You know, sin had never solved the problem. Sin is the problem. And Jesus took care of the problem because He did what? He put away sin. Didn't He do it? He put it away. He conquered sin. Sin is not Lord at all and never will be. Sin is a defeated foe. And you don't need to see yourself and treat yourself and talk about yourself and nobody else as that way under those circumstances. You talk about yourself, you talk about other people the way you want them to talk about you. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah.